Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, lead pastor, the Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Psalm 124, verse 1. Let's read it together. Psalm 124, verse 1. One go. Psalm 124, verse 1. Can we read it together? One go. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord, verse 2, who was on our side, when men rose up against us, verse 3, then they have swallowed us up quick, when their wrath was kindled against us, verse 4, then the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our soul, verse 5, then the proud wasters had gone over our soul. Verse 6. Blessed be the Lord. One go. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to the athlete. 7. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. If I were you, I would celebrate the Lord's goodness. Please take your seat. Our help is in the name of the Lord. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say. This scripture is very beautiful. It's saying that, verse 2, when men rose against us, there are men that rose against us knowingly and unknowingly. Men, strong men, powerful systems. Some of them we knew, others we didn't know. But had it not been for the Lord's help, they would have scattered us. Verse 2 talks about men. Verse 3. Control it. Then they have swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against you. Some people, as a prophet, I've been ministering to people. An auntie is angry that her own sister or brother's children are doing well. She's just angry. Jujuing his or her own nephews, is it nephew? And nieces. People are angry. Evil people are angry. Men are not men. Some men are dangerous men. Bible calls them wicked men. If you see your children going back and forth in the face of unreasonable men, it is God. Entities living in men. And their wrath, it says that we would have been swallowed quick. But that quick has never materialized. God has prolonged their process and has even defeated their processes. They are still waiting for our downfall and God has not permitted it. Look at verse 4. It says that then the waters have swallowed, then the waters had overwhelmed us. Had it not been for the Lord. And the streams had gone over our soul. They have been sweeping flat. Oh. Streams of troubles. That our souls don't have capacity to swim through. Issues that should break your mind. Make you go mad. And God. He has found a way. You and I, we know that our soul is not strong like that. We don't have this mental strength like that. Small thing now, we are psychiatric patient. But God, we are overwhelmed with things. But God did not allow the floods to sweep us away. Neither did he allow the streams. When a stream is carrying you away, you are beaten by rocks, little rocks. They will be heading your forehead like that. You would have come out like Aladdin. But by the grace of God, God. I'm telling you, God. That sickness that came to sweep you away, it is God that did not allow the current to sweep you away. You were rather swept ashore by the help of God. Even the stream, the river itself was shocked. The idols in the river, they were shocked. The demons themselves, they were shocked that you were not meant to wake up this morning and you are waking up and you are here praising God. In your workplace, they kill people all the time. This week, I entered into a particular office. Every year, somebody dies. When I entered there, somebody popped out. God told me, he said, this one is next. I said, this one is working here as manager. She doesn't know she's next. I was just praying, God, deliver this one. Mysteriously, as I was standing there, the person ran. I was going away. The person ran after me. I looked at the person and I laughed. He said, I've watched you, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I said, God will preserve your life. I didn't say anything. I said, God will preserve your life. And then I walk away. Every intention of hell against you and I, because of the help of God, we are still here. We are not here because we are strong. We are here because he has kept us. Are you here with me at all? We are here because he kept us. Look at it, verse 5. It said, verse 5. He said, then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Verse 6. He said, blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. God has not given us as meat, prey. Lion is chasing rabbit. Who is stronger? He said, we are rabbit. But he has found a way for the rabbit to hide. And no matter how the lion has been roaring, pouncing, he is still not able to enter that small hole. You are small today, is for your preservation. You are big today, God has still preserved. I have scribbled you in the palms of my hand, and I have said that I will neither leave you nor forsake you. It is not what is chasing you, it is who has been protecting you. Who has been protecting you? He has been protecting us. By the grace of God, I'm a very prayerful person by the special grace of God. But it's not because of prayer that I'm alive. It's because Jesus. Jesus. He said, their teeth have been ready long time. As I'm talking right now, some of you, the teeth is inside your kidney. It's inside your heart. It's inside your blood. Getting ready to destroy you. But the Lord, some way, somehow, have you taken a drink before? And as you are drinking, the straw has gone one side where there is no drink. And the person drew air instead of the content. The straw has gone one side. The straw will remain that one side in Jesus' name. We have not been praying. As people have lighted their charcoal. The barbecue setup has been ready since. But the meat didn't show. God did not allow you, grass cutter, you, okra, orchin, rabbit. God did not allow the hunter of human souls to be able. They have been waiting, sir, with their gun and their precise shot. But God never allowed you to fall into the line of the shooting. He never allowed. It is God, though. And that is why we have to thank him today. When your child was almost dead, it was God. Recently, I was in the hospital. The doctor looked at me face to face. He said, this one is less than 10%. I said, God, I beg. When it is this level, it's not medicine matter. God, I beg. And to the glory of God, in 2 weeks, person is up. Walking. Talking, taking care of the child. It's God. It's what? It's God. It's not because we are anointed. It's just because we have a father who cares about us. And that's why he has not allowed. I want to let you know that today, if there is anything you have, all you owe God is your life And the thing to do with your life is to use it to thank him and praise him from a genuine heart. Not looking at what you have or what you have not gotten yet. It's to appreciate him for what he has done for you that you were not even aware of. And I dare say that what we are not aware of far exceed what we know. What a mighty God. He has not even clamored for our credit. Are you here with me at all? He has done it silently. Verse 7. I'm reading the chapter with you. He said, our soul is escaped. Say, my soul is escaped. As a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. Can you imagine? It's not fowler. Many trappers. Eh? I used to go to the bush with tie, catapult and stone, and we'll be like five. All of us will be targeting one bird. And we will all shoot with precision. And then the bird will just go pew. And all the stones will go to waste. Foulless. One small bird. 10 witches on your case. Looking for you from every side. Bible says, Balaam made them to establish 7 altars in 7 places. 7, 7, 49. If this face doesn't work, he said, look from that side, look from that side, look from that side, look from that side. You slept, they came, they blew air over you. Come and let's go. Holy Ghost did not agree. They pulled your soul. They went to the shrine and realized that it's a negative of the picture they were waiting for. The Ejewu is what they had. And they could not print it out. And they could not kill you. And when they drew their sword, Jesus appeared. God has been too good now. Has he not been too good? It's too much. People have died that we are not better than. But he has still kept us. He has been merciful, merciful, merciful. Jesus is too much. The snare is broken. He did not disappoint the hunter. He also destroyed their trap. Snare is trap set for your arrival. Eh? If he didn't bubu, yeah, dear, yeah, dear. Make a red janissa no ma. Free feed if you want to. If you dear nebubu. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I say that, come and see you. In the abosoma. It's too much. Some people stepped in juju. Their legs swole like elephantiasis. You walk past, nothing happened. Ah, Jesus has tried, Papa. You and I that struggle to pray. We struggle to pay our tithe. We struggle to give offering. We struggle even to say thank you, Jesus. He has collected, he has said thank you to himself to protect us. Are you here with me at all? Oh, if we have 5 minutes to thank God today, you have to do it from your heart. Some of you went to deliver your children, you almost died. Some of your children died in your womb. You almost died. They were wandering. One lady was in this church. The child died in the womb for so long, more than 2 months. When they brought her, everything was black, including the womb. And still, God saved her and saved the womb. It's God. Some things beat medical, you know, knowledge. It's just God. It's too much. Look at the last verse. Our help. It's not just the Lord, though. It's in the name. What is it? It's in the name. When you say Jesus, without meaning or not, he's already working for you. Sometimes he allows Muslims to say Jesus when there's a problem. He allows unbelievers to say Jesus when there's a problem. And imagine when he now allows us, our his children, when we say Jesus, too much sauce inside our name. We have something. This is called inheritance. This is authority giving us. That when we say that you don't need to do any akwanche, you don't need to do time, you don't need to take nyanya, you don't need to hang any leaf in your car, you don't need any amulet around your waist, you don't need any talisman around your wrist, you don't need any special ring that will bend you when trouble is coming. You are inside the trouble, then you just pass because of the name of Jesus. It's too much. You have not brought goat. You are not required to bring a cow. Free. What a God. Please, let's rise. Ask somebody, what are you going to do about it? Aren't you going to thank the Lord? Don't you think it will be the right thing to do? To thank the Lord. Even if you have not gone to church the whole year, today you have an opportunity to thank the Lord. Tell somebody, thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. He has been good. Thank the Lord. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Hallelujah. You know, I sent a video of Ifeah singing this song to somebody who was in an ICU condition. I said, I sense the dead too much. I sent the video. I said, Kai. What Jin Safu Owoni and Samai Son Safu Efrin said. I prayed, I didn't know what to do. The doctor said, person will not survive 48 hours. I prayed. I saw small part of the song. I was almost there. I'll be praying, I'll be meeting idols. They have collected sacrifice, they have finished that thing. The song just, she doesn't even know. I keep posting the song. She doesn't even, the song, the first part will be doing, I will finish and make all the finish, and then we'll get where there's no, and that is where the verses are. Thing just God told me, he said, if you decree life, death will pass. That's how death passed like that. Not because I'm prayerful, but just because we have a father who is loving and was not ready to let any perish like that. Please, when we are singing this song, the scriptural revelation of it, just praise God. It doesn't have to be you for you to praise God. You just have to praise God because God is good. Praise the Lord. Is it good to you? Say thank you, Jesus. Say I'm grateful for saving my life. Let's do this thing. Clap your hands and bless the Lord.
be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.